Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Into this last weekend to Saturday, had the opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the great cattle producers in this country at the 2019 Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention, their 142nd annual meeting going on down in Cowtown, Fort Worth, Texas. One of the folks that we caught up with, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, who was talking with the producers there about what's going on inside the Washington Beltway. One of those issues that he talked about and that he had a call to action for, WOTUS, Waters of the U.S.
The WOTUS nightmare is almost over. The proposal that's out there needs a few more tweaks, but it does a very good job of doing two things, protecting water quality, but more importantly, protecting private property rights. So we are asking everybody, all of your listeners right now, if you have not done so, go to policy.ncba.org, and you can submit comments in support of what EPA is doing. We need to overwhelm EPA with voices from the countryside saying that we support what they are doing, because as you said, the other side, the activists who like the Obama version much better, are already flooding the gates with their comments. Agriculture needs to do the same thing so that way EPA feels comfortable moving forward and finalizing this. If we can do that, then I do believe we can have this wrapped up and behind us before we get to Christmas.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. Worries in wheat country about the end of March freeze that we had Saturday morning. We had temperatures below freezing for multiple hours, in some cases 10 or 11 hours or so, enough to cause some concern. We'll have to wait about 7 to 10 days to see if there is any damage to some of that wheat that was a little bit further along for this 2019 crop. At the state capitol, it looks like animal agriculture, especially the pork industry, ready to celebrate a legislative win. Roy Lee Lindsay with OK Pork talks about a bill that's made it through both the House and the Senate and will go soon to the governor's desk.
House Bill 2373 will create caps on non-economic damages in ag nuisance lawsuits. Sets the caps at $250,000 or 3 times the actual damages that are awarded in any nuisance case, whichever's greater. And this is really kind of a response on our part to what we're seeing in North Carolina, lawsuits against major integrators, farms that have never had complaints filed against them, have complied with all the laws of the state of North Carolina for 30 plus years, suddenly are being sued as a nuisance, and someone trying to grab just humongous jury verdicts in terms of punitive damages.
Roy Lee Lindsay, hopeful that Governor Sitt will sign this measure when it does reach his desk. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic No. 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April. Be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.